Agit Vin to everybody. So we've just come out, Baruch Hashem, of Azai Yom Tov, Chag HaSukkos, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. Azal Licht, such a beautiful light, light of the mitzvahs, mitzvah of Sukkah, mitzvah of Arba Milim. The light of the dancing of the Torah, around the Torah, with the Torah. Such light. And then all of a sudden, the next morning, Wednesday morning, we wake up, and for many people it's still very, very dark. It'll soon be lighter when they move the clocks, but at the moment it's very, very dark. And for everybody, it's dark in the evening. We get to shul, and the beautiful white parochus is down. Instead, a darker color parochus is up. Whether it's black or whether it's brown, whatever. The lights around the Ohel HaKodesh seem to have been dimmed. We seem to have embarked somehow into Choshech. And we desperately seek the Ohel. But Baruch Hashem, we don't have to go too far. Because we look at the beginning of Bereishis, we start the Torah all over again, with the majestic opening that anybody can possibly imagine, Bereishis, Bara Lekim, Eis HaShomayim, Ve'Eis HaOretz. The same words that little Kinderlech learn, and they chazer over, and they sing beautifully, and they sing together with their Rebbe, Bereishis, Bara Lekim, Eis HaShomayim, Ve'Eis HaOretz. Those words have taken us right through the millenniums, right through all the different doiros, all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu. Talking about Choshech, what do we see? Ve'HaOretz, Hoysa, Soihu, Vavoihu, V'Choshech, Al Panei Sahob. So we seem to be in good company. Is there any Choshech then? The Torah starts off with Choshech. But then, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Oy. With these two, again, magical words, Yehi Oy, let there be light. Vayehi Oy. Vayar Elokim Es Ha'oy Ki Toiv. The Abishah saw light, that it was good. And he made a division between the light and between the darkness. Vayikro lekim la'or yoim, v'lachoshech kora loilo, v'yihi erev, v'yivoike yoim echad. So why do we start with evening? Why do we start with darkness? Why can't we start with light? As a matter of fact, when we make our bracha in the morning, we do start with light. Yoitze oer, uvoyirei choshech. So why is it in the Torah, Vayi Erev, and of course in our day, the day begins with the Erev, the day begins with the evening, the day begins with the night before. For a person to appreciate Oyer, he needs to have Choshech first. That's the Matzias. In order for a person to enjoy light, you get up in the morning, now it's pitch black for those who get up in the pitch black. And you're groping around for your slippers, and you're groping around, and you get to the window, and it's dark outside, you open the curtains, it's dark. And then it suddenly gets lighter and lighter. The day gets lighter. And you begin to appreciate the oil. You begin to appreciate the light. That is the essence right in the very beginning that Eibishter wants us to appreciate, to enjoy what he's created in the world. In Birchas HaShachar, the first few brachas, Ashadosa Nasechvi, Shaloyosani the three Shalaya Sandis guy, Oved and Isha. Straight after that, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Pikeach Ivrim. That's the very, very, very first one. To be able to open the eyes, Ivrim. Whether it means while we're asleep, we don't see at night. Whether it means in the morning when we wake up, we're invigorated. Or whether it means somebody who is an Iver all the time, or slight of vision. The Eibishter is Pekeach Ivrim. The Eibishter opens the eyes of the blind. Imagine somebody who's been blind all his life. And he goes to a special place, medical centre. And they're able to restore, they're able to give him the Koyach of Re'iyah. They're able to give him the sight of vision, to be able to see. And the person for the first time is able to open his eyes and he's able to see. Can you imagine the excitement, the simcha, that this person is able to see? Is there anything in the world that we take more for granted than our sight? We look around. Has anybody thought yet today, wow, I can see? Hasn't come. I'll be the first to admit, I don't know about the first, but I'll admit, I haven't. Second. I haven't thought, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to see. And that's even after making the Bracha Pekeach Ivrim. Even after hearing from the Baal Tefillah and saying it myself, I still haven't thought about it. Pekeach Ivrim, to be able to open our eyes and to be able to maneuver. Even after having groped around in the dark for my slippers. But still now, the fact is, Pekeach Ivrim, the Eibishter has opened the eyes. And this is what the Eibishter wanted to show us right in the very beginning. Vayavdeil Elokim bein ha'oyah bein ha'choshech. When can you show the division between light and darkness? When it's vayihi erev vayihi voike. When you first have darkness, and then you have light, then you're able to appreciate. Famously, later on in the parasha, not so much later, by Briyas Olam. First of all, there's so much to say in Sedra Bereishis. It spans almost 1,600 years. And sometimes there's almost no days at all to speak about it. This year we're zeichet to 3 days. With Shabbos 4 days. Sometimes Simchas Torah is Friday and that's it. Next day is Shabbos and Shabbos afternoon is Noach. Ein Atel is Noach. But we're zeichet for a few days of Bereishis. A very, very famous pasuk that there hadn't been rain. Ki lo hinti Hashem Elokim al ha'oretz v'odom ayin la'avoy desu adoma. There hadn't been rain. Ve'ein yale min ha'oretz v'hishko eskol p'nei ha'adoma. Famous story. Rabbi Dessler, unfortunately, he was away from his wife for many, many years. She was tied up in Lithuania at the beginning of the war. He had managed to get to England. He'd given shiurim in England, in Gateshead, various places, in London maybe. And he was able to stay in England. His wife was stuck in Lithuania. And there was no way they would allow her to come to England. The only place she could go to with a daughter was Australia. This was in 1939. Robertson Dessler went with her daughter to Australia. And times were extremely difficult. Australia was an ally of the Allies fighting the Germans. And times were extremely difficult to acquire food and drink. And they walked past a pawn shop. They walked past a shop selling heirlooms, selling jewellery, costume jewellery, proper jewellery, selling things that people had given to the shop to get some money for themselves. And the daughter looked at the shop She looked at all the various jewellery, the various ornaments, and she said to her mother, "Wow, I'd like to have this, I'd like to have that. Is it possible to get this?" And Rebbetzin Dessler turned round to her daughter and said, "My dear daughter, your eyes can see the jewellery, but I have trained my eyes not only to see the jewellery. I have trained my eyes when I walk past the pawn shop and I see all these items. I think of the poor people who had to sell these items because they had to buy basic necessities of life for them, for their families and themselves. It's not just the case of here, I've got jewellery to buy, let's buy it. What about the people who gave up things they had for maybe generations even, and they had to give it up in order to purchase basic commodities?" And the daughter realized that. And years later, when they said over this episode, this conversation to Rebbe Dessler, when they were finally, Baruch Hashem, reunited in England after the war, he said, "Because of this conversation between my dear wife and my dear daughter, I understand two portions in Bereishis. The first portion is the one we just mentioned, that there was no rain because there was nobody to appreciate the rain. There was nobody to say, ah, it's rained, the grass is growing. When the cow eats in the field, the cow is not able to think, ah, it's rained today, so I've got lovely grass. The cow walks in the field and fresses away, and that's it. My food is there. I don't have to think how it got there. I don't have to think how it's been prepared. The same as us, we all have, Baruch Hashem, wonderful elves who come along every day and prepare the food for us. And then when we finish, these same elves, or maybe different elves, I don't know, they come along and they clear the food away, and then they provide our lunch, and then they provide our supper. There's a whole team of elves, where they're stationed, I've no idea, somewhere in the country, somewhere in Greater Manchester maybe, and they come along and they do a fantastic job each day. And then when it comes to Shabbos, these elves, must be different elves, it can't be the same ones, they provide such matamim, such wonderful food and delicacies and all types of food and all types of drink and challenge and all, whatever you want. There's nobody able to serve the ground, nobody able to appreciate exactly what's gone on until Adam. When Adam Arishan came along, when Adam Arishan opened his eyes on the first of Tishri, on the first Friday, and he declared with his finger, Hashem Hu Hu Elokim, and that was the first coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. And we do the same every year, of course, with Teruah. He was able to appreciate what's going on. My wife, said Rav Dessler, was able to appreciate where this jewellery came from, how it got there. And with all the happiness that we get in procuring these commodities, we also have to think back, Nebuch, how the person got it in the first place, how it got there in the first place. The other point, said Rav Dessler in Bereishis, we find an amazing story. That Adam and Chava, this is a sermon a bit later on as well, but Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. And the first thing we find, that the Eibishter said, famous word, Ayeka, where are you? The Eibishter doesn't know where Adam is. What do you mean, where are you? Says Rav Dessler, the Eibishter was saying, Adam, where are you? How did you get to this position? How did you get to your position of glory? And how did you get to your position of downfall? Your position of glory, that you were the one out of all the creatures and creations that I made in the past few days, you were the one who had the koyach hadibur, Koyach mamalalom, as Unkla says, the koyach to speak. And you have the koyach to daven. And you have the koyach to appreciate, as we just said. And yet, you couldn't resist one particular mitzvah that I gave you, not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And you couldn't resist that tzivui. You couldn't resist Ayeka. How did you get to this position? How did you get here? Says Ibsumcha Zissel that this question Ayeka isn't only referring to Adam HaRishon. This question is referring to all of us. That we have to appreciate how we got to this position. If we're zeichet to be part of a kehillah, and we're zeichet to be part of a hevra of shomrei Torah mitzvahs, to a hevra who've just had a tishri, a yerach or a sonim full of mitzvahs and full of yom tov and full of chagim. How did we get to this position? How did we get to being able to declare Bereishis Bara Lekim yet again? The Mesiras Nefesh of our parents. The Mesiras Nefesh of our grandparents going back gave us such a chizuk, such a strength, such inspiration, with a passion to be able to continue, to be able to instruct our children. L'man asher yitzave es beisoy v'spodav achrav. How did we get there? Never lose sight of the fact. When a person's in darkness, he's unable to think. He can't think. He's troubled. And that's when the Yetzer Hara comes to a person. And that's why in this very Sedra Bereishis, we have to have a story about the Yetzer Hara. Because the Yetzer Hara is preeminent in the very beginning of Briyas HaOlam. And it's what makes the Olam worthwhile. Just imagine Malachim. They haven't got Bechira, they haven't got a choice. They do what they're made to do, what they're created to do, and that's it. There's no turning back. There's no should I or shouldn't I. I'm going to stop doing this, I'm going to start doing this, I'm going to be mekabel myself this. Malachim haven't got such a thing. For them, it's black. And what? Do I? I do. And that's it. A person has Bechira. A person has a choice. How does he make his choice? Simply, the beginning of making our choice is to open Sefer Bereishis. By opening Sefer Bereishis, we see that Hashem said to Cain, Hashem said to Adam. Hashem said to Cain, Haloi im seitiv se'es. If you do good, you'll be forgiven. The im loi seitiv, if you do not do good, la pesach chatos roivets. The sin will be crouching upon you. At the door, at your door. It will come to your door and it will hold you down and he will not let you get up. Sometimes you have a fight between two people. One person is overpowering the other one and he's forcing him down and pushing him down. When he sees that he's won, he allows the other person to get up. The Yetzer Hara doesn't do that. The Yetzer Hara takes the person and he pins him down. And even if he can see that the person can't get up, he will still be there, crouching. He wants you, and he wants you down. But then comes the amazing words at the end of the Pasuk. Ve'ato timshol boy. We have a promise from the Eibishter that you will be able to rule over the Yetzer Hara. These words, these three words have to be with us the whole winter. That you're able to rule over the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara will do so much to you. He will crouch by your door. He will lie on top of you. And he'll hold you down. But I'm telling you, says the Abishta, that Atah Timshol Boy, you will be able to rule over the Yetzirah. How? How are we able to do that? If there's so much darkness, and there's so much power, and there's so much that he's able to do for us, it seems as if the cause is lost. The Abishta says, I don't care how strong the Yetzirah is. Let him be strong. I am stronger. And the one who is stronger than the Yetzirah, he is the one who's making the promise of Atah Timshol Boy. You will be able to rule over the Yetzirah. What do we see by the sin of the Eitz Hadas? How is it possible that Adam HaRishon, who was able to eat, by the way, this was his first mitzvah asay. The first mitzvah asay that Hashem gave to Adam is, Mikoil Eitz Hagon Ochoil Teichel. You'll be able to eat from all the trees of the garden. So you might say, this pasuk is only there to tell us that you're not able to eat from the Eitz Hadas. No. When it says you're able to eat from all the trees, Hashem wanted Adam to eat from all the trees of the garden. Hashem wants a person to enjoy Olam Hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want a person to be porush from Olam Hazeh in Ganson, not to have any hanor from things. The famous story of Reb Shimshon and Fall Hirsch. He wanted to go and see the Alps. And he made big plans to go and visit the Alps. And his Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, are you spending energy and money to go and see the Alps? It's very nice. But why? What's so important? You've seen pictures of it? Said Reb Shimshon, he quipped with a smile on his face, and he quipped and he said, you know why? Because after 120, I don't want the Abish to say to me, to come to me and say, Shimshi, have you seen my Alps? To be able to enjoy what the Abishta has in the world. Mikoil Eitz Hagon Ochel Teichel. This is number one weapon against the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah tries to tell us, you're not allowed to be part of the Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is full of darkness. He makes everything black. It's only davening, it's only learning. That's all you have to do all the time. And that's a misconception. He does it because he realizes that you can't cope and you come out screaming. You need to have a lever. The first thing is Ochel Teichel. Once you've seen the light, and a little bit of light can dispel a lot of darkness. Once you've seen that light, then I'm telling you, however, you need to have boundaries. There's got to be boundaries. Even if the boundary is only not eating from one tree. Obviously we have more boundaries than that. We have 365 loisasei, we have chazal, we have things. But once we come with the right premise, once we come with the right notions, once we come with the right feelings, once we come with the right focus, then all these prohibitions don't become prohibitions anymore. They just become easier for us to be able to move our way through the garden. This world is a Gan Eden, especially the world we live in, Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara. The Eibishter wants us to appreciate the garden. The Eibishter wants us to be able to move through the garden, to move in the garden. To be able to do that. Ochel Teichel. And you realize that Toivo Eitz Lamachol, Tavahu Loenayim, Nechmodo Eitz Lahaskil, if it's prohibited, it's not worth it. It's not for us. Now, once a person says it's not for us, and I've got so much to enjoy, and so much I should enjoy, that's all that matters. What do we see? The Eibishter punished the Nachash. Say Amtin Bale Musa, including the Sfasemes and Lakute Bosa Lakute. Is this a punishment? People who are struggling for a livelihood, people who are struggling to put bread on the table, are they going to call this a klala? That you have to eat dust all your life? Dust is something you can acquire anywhere. You're never ever short of food. A fantastic bracha. Say the Bale Musa, because once you're in a position where you're able to have your food guaranteed, you do not need to daven. You do not need to make any bakoshas from the Eibishter. The Eibishter says, here, take whatever you need. Here's my credit card. £10,000 on it. Do what you want with it. Finished. Away. I don't want to see you again. Once a person has this feeling that he's been banished from the Eibishter, va'ofor teichal kol yemei chayecha, it's a whole different. He feels totally estranged from the Eibishter. Totally cut away. Totally lost. Where do we see Avas Hashem in Sedra Bereishis? Where do we see that a person can come not only to Teshuvah as Cain did, and Cain introduced Teshuvah to Adam, to his father Adam? Where do we see a person is able to love Hashem, to come to Avas Hashem? Adam and Chava had a third son. This third son is Shes. With the first two sons, Cain and Hevel, it's amazing. Cain was able to bring a present to Hashem. By Hevel, it says, "Vehevel hevi gamhu." In other words, it seems that Cain was the greater one. Cain was the initiator. Hevel is only, he also brought. With Cain, he was such a great person. He wanted to bring presents to Hashem. Say Chazal, and Rashi brings it, that he brought from the inferior quality. Hevel, although he was a successor to Cain, he brought me b'chol reish tzoino u'mechel behen. But the question is, if Cain came to such a madrega that he brought a present to Hashem and he initiated it, why was it that he only brought from the poor stuff? He had all the fruit in the world. And not only that, if you have all the fruit in the world, they're going to go off anyway. So what's the point of hoarding it? So why didn't he bring from the best? Why did he only bring from the garret, from the psoiles? Say Chazal, the answer is, and the Chaim Shmulevitz speaks about it, Barichas, because inside a person, there's Oyer and Choshech. Inside a person, besides the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzerah, that's something else, but inside a person, there's a tremendous light, which makes him do things beautifully. He gets a beautiful Esrog, beautiful Arab Aminim, he makes a beautiful Sukkah, beautiful Davening. At the same time, there's a Choshech. At the same time, there's something compelling him, bring from the Psoilus. Bring from the inferior quality. And sometimes it's very hard to understand, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. It's very hard to understand. Why is it that a person who's got this fantastic oil also has this Choshech? Say Chazal, oil v'choshech mishtamshim ba'arvuvia. They work together in a mixture. They work together. And sometimes it's very difficult to explain, very difficult to understand. Why is it that this person is able to do such a fantastic thing? And yet we see at the same time, we see such a choshech. We find the same with Yisrael. Yisroi was prepared to give his daughter to Moshe Rabbeinu. Say Chazal, an amazing thing with Yisroi. He gave his daughter to Pirah to Moshe on condition that the first son should be given over to Havodah Zorah. Yisroi? He went to such Mesiras Nefesh to become an Oved Hashem. He gave up all the Avodah Zorahs in the world. He was Kohen Midian, the priest of Midian. He gave everything up in order to serve Hashem. And yet now, he's saying he wants his first grandson to be given over to Avodah Zorah. Very difficult. Moshe Vayokam, Moshe Vayoshion. Moshe came and he saved. He saved the daughters. He saved them from any other kind of misfortune that could happen to them. From the Royan, from the shepherds. He saved them. And now, obviously Moshe Rabbeinu was able to convince his father-in-law not to give his son to Avodah Zorah. But this, how are we able to dispel it? When it comes to Sheis, when it comes to the third son, Ulasheis gamhu yulad bein, vayikro eshemoi enosh, oz huchal likroi b'shem Hashem. There's two explanations on the word huchal. One is it means Rashi brings lashon chulin, secular, unsacred. Likroi eshemoisa adam, and the names of herbs. In the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the other one is Oz Huchal. Then they began, from the word Haschala, to begin, Likrei B'Shem Hashem. To be able to call in the name of Hashem. When a father and son are walking together, and the son gets lost, and he can't find his father, what's the first thing he does? He calls out his father's name. Daddy! Calls out his father. Hoping that his father will be able to hear him. And his father will be able to locate him. And bring him to safety. Call out, Daddy! Oz huchal likroi b'shem Hashem. If we're using the second parish, that then they began to call b'shem Hashem. How do we come to Avas Hashem? At the beginning of Birchas Krishma, we have Yotza Oy, as mentioned before, creating of light. As we work our way through that bracha, Morabu Masecho Hashem, we finish off Oy Chodosh Al Tzion Toya. Make a beautiful new light. V'nizkechu lonu meheiro la'oyre. May we all be zeiche to this light. Baruch Ato Hashem Yotza Hamo'oyreis. Once we're able to have light, once we're able to see, then we say, oh, we're looking for our father. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And then we're able to be the Ohavta Eis Hashem Elokecha. Then we're able to come to Avas Hashem. B'chol Levovcha. But we first got to know Hashem. And we first got to know that Hashem is looking for us the same as we're looking for him. Once we've had a Chodesh Tishri, once we've had such a month, where Dirishu Hashem Behi Motzoi, where Hashem was found so close to us, Kra'u B'Yosei Korev, call him while he's so near, we know that he's near. All we have to do is call him and he comes to us to fetch us. Once we're able to do that, to call out to him, and he's able to come to us, and he's able to be with us, then we have such a love, such an ahava, which is indescribable. Once we have such a love, our father turns round and says, right, I've not lost you now. But believe me, when we're walking together now, I want you to do this, and do this, and do this, and not do this, and not do this, and not do this. When the father says, not do this, and not do this, are they really prohibitions for the son? Not at all. The son is so determined and so willing to be with his father that these things are not prohibitions anymore. Faket, they're things he's happy to do because I never want to lose you again, Daddy. I always want to be with you. The assays are wonderful and the lois assays are wonderful because I just want to be with you. That is the ato timshol boy. That's how we're able to rule over the Yetzirah. Because we look at the Yetzirah as simply a tool in order to bring my attachment to my father even closer. And once I'm able to be medabit with my father, as we said in the Shamas, chavuka udvuka bach, then that's all that matters. Finish with a story. The Pasuk says, Haya Elohim eskol asha osa v'hine toiv moed. What's it referring to? Is it referring to the Alps, as we said before? Is it referring to the Himalayas? What's it referring to? If you look in the Medrash, you'll gasp what the Medrash says. V'hine toiv moed, there's a whole string of all different what toiv moeds are. One of them is Toiv Ma'oid Misa. Another one, Toiv Ma'oid, the Yetzirah. What's going on? That's called Toiv Ma'oid. Takid Lakado. If you look at Unklus, the whole time when it says Toiv, Unklus translates Tova, good. In this Pasuk, just before Vayechulu, when it says Vehine Toiv Ma'oid, he doesn't say Tova, he says Sakin. Prepared, arranged, ready-made. As we said before, without Misa, without Yetzirah, if a person is just put on the world and just eat the grass and eat the grass and eat the grass and eat the grass and it's all there for us, there's no Bechira, there's no striving, there's no wanting to be with your father because I'm just here and that's it. No, Daddy, I want to be with you. I want to be with you b'olam hazeh u'b'olam habo. And I want to earn it. I want to earn your love. I want to earn your friendship. I want to earn your companionship. Rabbi Avraham Eisenbach, in Eretz Yisrael, he had a son, Mordechai. This son Mordechai was born with a condition, an illness. And not only that illness, leukemia, but they also found out that he has, I can never say that word properly, cerebral palsy. I think I said it right. It was come to a stage where father and mother, lo aleinu, had to put their son in a special institution called Achavo in Eretz Yisrael, where they were able to aptly look after their son Mordechai. This wasn't a frum institution at all, but this was the only one that was able to cater for their son. And the boy was there, the boy was looked after. There was no Torah taught there, but the father managed when he came home at night, the father and mother taught him as much Torah and mitzvahs as they could, with such a condition the boy was in. But he was able to go back to the institution, and this happened for some time. While he was there, there was a girl there as well. A girl of 8 years old, Yehudis. She was a daughter of a prominent Rosh Hashiva in Yerushalayim. And she, Nabuch, was very, very ill. And she was in this institution, Achavo, together with Mordechai. Mordechai, lo aleinu, became blind. And she looked after him. She took him to places in the building. She walked with him in the gardens. She was like his pair of eyes. He was maybe 10, she was 8. She looked after him. Lo aleinu, the day came when she became so ill herself, she passed away. She passed away, she was Nifta. Rahman al-Islam. Mordechai was told, he insisted on going to travel to Yerushalayim, to the Shiva house, to see the family, to be able to be with the family. It was so moving the way Mordechai came in, and he was Menachem, the Rosh Hashiva, and his Rebbetzin, and the whole family, and he said, don't worry, your daughter Yehudis, she was an amazing girl, she looked after me so well, I know she's in Gan Eden, and she's healthy. That's what the boy said. A week later, when everybody was back in school, back in Achava, they made an assembly. A special assembly in honor of Yehudis, Olehu HaShalom. And they came in the assembly, and there were speakers, parents came, all different parents, other parents came, and other children, they came, packed hall. And all of a sudden, right from the back, Mordechai said, it was almost finished, he said, I want to speak. So the principal of the school, the headmistress, she looked at Mordechai, and she said, okay, Mordechai, you come and speak. Mordechai came up to the front, and he said, I was learning with my father, Vayar Elikim Eskol Asher Osa Vehine Toiv Ma'od. Hashem saw all that he did. I am not able to see. Not only I'm not able to see, but my eyes have been taken away from me. Yehudis was my eyes, and these eyes have been taken away. But Ezra's Hashem, I'll get other eyes. But these eyes I've had have been taken away from me. Vayar Elikim Eskol Asher Osa Vehine Toiv Ma'od. This little boy said this. Toiv Ma'od, it's very, very good. Then he said the same words how we began today. Vayhi Erev Vayhi Vayhi. The Erev came first, the darkness. But I know that we'll be Zeicher to a fantastic light. Because the light will bring us to Avas Hashem. The light will bring love of Hashem. Dveikus to Hashem. Obviously the people, Mordechai couldn't see that there wasn't a single dry eye in the hall. He couldn't see that Nebuch. Toiv ma'od. Erev v'yke. And we can finish off. Vayerev v'yke yoim hashishi. The hashishi is Vav Sivan. The sixth day. The sixth day of Sivan when the Abishah created the world. We are so lucky. We are so fortunate that we have Avas Hashem. And we have the Torah with us. And the Torah is Chavuka Udvuka with us. How lucky we're able to start a brand new parish, a brand new sefer, brand new Torah all over again with the tmimus dikah words, Bereishis bara Elokim, Eis HaShomayim, Ve'Eis HaOretz.